Oh, hey. Yeah, thanks for coming over. I know we never catch up like this. We should do it more often. I'm sorry. Do you want to sit? You want to drink or anything? Look, I mean, there's no beating around the bush about this, so I'm just gonna come right out and say it. I kind of need to talk about something with you. Well, I'm sure Tom told you this. We've been trying for a baby for quite a while now. Over a year actually now, as it happens. And I'll be honest that I've got broody, like badly, and I'm looking at baby clothes and wondering what I'm gonna name it when it arrives, and I've been so excited, but the thing is that it just hasn't been happening. We went to our doctor to run some tests just to make sure there wasn't, problems or anything like that, and yeah, well, it turns out Tom's got a low sperm count. So he's infertile. And he will never be able to get me pregnant. No. I'm okay. I have cried all the tears. I have cried all the tears I need to. But your brother is taking it really hard. It's making him feel like he's not a real man, and I keep telling him that's not true, but he won't listen, and he's just been saying that for weeks. And, broke my heart at first to see just how hurt and upset he is about this, and just how there's nothing I could do to fix him, but lately, as bad as it sounds, I'm starting to think he's just kind of feeling sorry for himself. He just kind of comes home from work and sits in his chair and drinks until he gets drunk. So, I said maybe he should talk to someone, but he doesn't want to, and he just wants to drink away the pain, and I get it. I know you want to help him. There's no use, right? I mean, he won't listen to anyone. There's no getting through to him. I know you care about him. You're a good brother. Yeah, the last few months have been difficult. What we found out and how it's affected us. And I know that there's IVF, but it's so damn expensive. And I know adoption is an option, and I was really just really looking forward to carrying the baby and giving birth to it and using the feminine parts of my body that, well, anyway. I know it sounds strange. You probably think it's strange, but I just wanted to feel it kick in my stomach. I feel it move and even just have my stomach get so big. I wanted to feel like a mom, a real mom. Well, that's where actually you come in. I have been wanting to talk to you about this for a while. Before I do, I need you to promise that this conversation stays between us. You don't tell a soul about this, especially my husband, your brother. Okay? We don't tell Tom. I'm not sure he's able to deal with freaking anything right now. Okay? Thank you. So I have a confession to make. I really really been enjoying trying to get pregnant. And I've been having sex like 3 or 4 times a day for a year now. I've actually had more orgasms in the last 6 months than I did when I was a teenager. But your brother hasn't been willing to try ever since this diagnosis. I told him we should keep going. I mean, you know, you never know, do you? But he still has sperm. So maybe we'd get lucky one day. I don't know. He just ignores me. And I've got to confess, I want to get pregnant more than anything in this world. Like, I think about this so much that I've considered fucking another man, which I know sounds just awful. Oh, God, I can't believe I said that. But you have no idea how desperate I am to have a baby. It's all I can think about. I was ready to go to a bar and fuck the first man I saw. Having sex with some random stranger and have him come inside me, how I would have fucked in the bathroom and just leave with his cum deep inside my womb. But then I had an idea. I need a drink for this. I'm sorry. If my husband can't be the father of my baby, he can be the uncle. Listen, yes, before you get upset, let me explain. Yes, I want you. I want you to fuck me and get me pregnant. I know it's a lot to take in. And I am the last person you'd probably ever think about having sex with. God. But just think how happy you'd be making me and your brother. We want to be parents. We just want to be parents so fucking badly. And I thought at least my baby would sort of have some of the same DNA as his dad. That's all. I know, it's a big ask. And if you say no, I completely understand and we can never mention it again. But if you said yes, you just would be doing the most selfless thing imaginable. I know fucking your brother's wife does not seem selfless, probably the opposite, but you really would be doing us the biggest favor in the world. Besides, I promise you can be in the baby's life as much as you want, and you can spend time with him or her anytime you want. You would be a great uncle. And you could even, we could get your brother to make you the godfather, and we could move if you think, you know, watching him raise the kid would be like too much on you. We'll move. Okay, that doesn't work. Well, I don't mean to be crude, but I'm an amazing fuck. Don't tell me you've never thought about it. Well, I wasn't gonna go there, but you've never thought about it? Well, so what do you say? No. Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. You have no idea how much this means to me. You know, your brother is not going to be home for a few hours. We have the whole place to ourselves. Do you wanna? Do you wanna go to the bedroom? Yeah, right now. Like, there's no time like the present, right? Okay. All right then. Let's do this. Just get naked. Let's get it over and done with. Oh. Well, you've been working out. I didn't know you kept in shape. That's soft. Sweetie, I know you may be nervous. I need you to get hard. Here, touch my tits. Touch my body. It's all yours. Yeah. Like that. Feel my nipples in your hand. Maybe those fingers a little lower. Play with. Yeah. Just like that. You can do whatever you want to me, just as long as you come inside me. You're not getting really big, but don't worry. It's okay. I understand. It's a little strange, this whole thing, what's going on right now. I have an idea. Just lie down for me. Lie down on the bed. That's it. Bet you never thought I'd suck your cock, did you? Shh. You don't have to say anything or do anything. Just relax. Let me get you ready to fuck me. Hear me? You're gonna fuck your brother's wife. You are gonna fill me with your cock. And then when you're ready, you'll fill my waiting womb with your cum. And I want every last fucking drop. But first, let me suck you. Give you a taste of what's to come. You're getting really hard now, aren't you? So naughty, having your brother's wife put her nice red lips around your cock, taking in every inch. Ooh. I'm ready, and I can tell you are too, please. I need you. Please fuck me. Put that big hard cock right into my tight wet pussy. Let me lie next to you. Get on top of me, put it inside me. Don't tease me. Oh, I'm starting to think you're enjoying this. So thick.
me up. Oh, God. Oh, this is so long. I had another man. Day checking out my tits. Oh, another year's baby. I'm yours. Oh, until you get me pregnant. I'm your personal fuck toy. I'll fuck you every day if I have to. Fuck me. However you want. Oh, as long as you just give me. Harder. Yeah. Please, please don't stop. Oh, fuck like that. Yeah. Oh, keep pounding me. Keep fucking your sister-in-law. Tell me you love fucking my wet pussy. Tell me you want being such a good girl for you. Oh, so fucking close right now. Oh, I can't wait to feel big, sexy, oh, to come, so deep, oh, deep inside, oh, God, yes, please like it, oh, my God, you're content, jeez, God, it's fucking good right now, oh, it's amazing, it's so good, keep going, oh, it's it, oh, God. Fuck me better than your brother. Come for me, sexy. Oh, yeah, I want to feel you. I want you to fill me up. Just my hips move. Me pregnant. Oh, make me a mom. Oh, read me. Oh, read a baby into me. Oh, come deep inside me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Don't roll back. No, pound it deep. Deep into me. Oh, give me everything you've got. Please. I need it. Do it. Oh, do it. Give it to me. Yeah, fuck, don't stop, fill me, oh, fill me with your cum, pump a baby into me, oh, I want all of it, oh, every last drop of it, yeah, baby, oh, yeah, oh, my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's racing to my womb. Oh, it's just heading to my uterus. I'm getting me pregnant. You know, I really think you got me pregnant. I think you did it. I think this worked. You gave me a baby. Don't worry if you haven't thought. I'll just. If you don't think so, I'll just fuck you again.